Without moving, Brad watched the man crawl closer, though not directly at him. He did not seem to have a sidearm or a uniform, but rather a suit of some type. His features seemed European. But that did not mean much on the island, since all of New Manchester had been settled by socialists from France and other European countries. What was this man doing out there in the middle of the night? The man paused and peered in Brad's direction. Brad could not be seen unless he stood or moved, he was sure, so he remained very still. The stranger then moved east along the slope. For 5 more minutes, Brad watched before the man simply disappeared over a small bluff where the vegetation had begun to grow, free of the poisonous volcanic vapors. Since when did the enemy avoid their enemies? Brad was confused. It made no sense. He had not been in the special forces for more than an hour, and he found himself already stumped by this situation. Though he considered alerting Walter that he had already crossed someone, such an explanation defied a definition, and Walter probably would not know what to think of it either. Nothing else moved for several minutes. Cautiously, Brad rose to his feet, half expecting a barrage of bullets to mow him down. But all was silent. Ever more alert now, he edged eastward in the direction of Zalzuna, and after the prowling stranger.